Hello, friends. I'm AJ, and welcome to the Herbivore Podcast. Through cannabis education and conversation, we are working to reduce the stigma behind cannabis use and spread information for everyone, from the canna curious to legacy users. If you've listened before, welcome back. And if this is your first time, thank you so much for being here. Today's episode is going to be a bit of a fun one. We are one day away from ringing in the new year, bringing in 2023, and I decided that this episode would be perfect to do a product focus New Year's Eve edition, and I'm going to share with you two products that I would recommend, one for an experienced user, one for a newer user, for four different kind of scenarios slash vibes that people might be having on New Year's Eve. My goal with this is to get you curious about a new product or maybe guide you in the right direction for something that might be good for you to bring to whatever New Year's Eve event you are going to or not attending. And I wanted to recommend some of my favorite products, some products that I'm going to be trying this year, and also some things that if you're a newer user and you don't really know, you want to maybe experience some cannabis over the new year and you're not really sure where to go with it, I'm hoping that I can kind of help guide you in the right direction. So my husband and I have decided to break these New Year's Eve vibes into four different categories that we have taken the liberty of giving fun little nicknames for. The first one is the Stoned Wolf. So this is if you are staying at home, staying in, maybe playing a game or something with a partner, watching a movie, playing some video games. That's kind of the idea for the Stoned Wolf. Then we also have the Hungry Hippie. So this is anything kind of food focused, dinner party, low-key gathering, things like that. Maybe going out for dinner as well. We also have the Blitzed Bud, which is the category I am falling into this New Year's Eve. So this is going to a house party, a gathering with a bunch of friends. Maybe there'll be some music, some games going on, and a little bit more elevated than just staying at home, but not necessarily going out and partying full 110% at a club. That leads us to the Sativa Diva. So those are people that are going out to a nightclub, going dancing and ringing in the new year, partying the night away on a dance floor somewhere. So as I mentioned, I will be offering two product recommendations per situation. So one for a more experienced user and then one for a newer user as well. So without further ado, we're going to start with the Stoned Wolf. So that's staying in, maybe you're staying with a partner, you're going to be by yourself, hanging out with your pets. I think that for an experienced user, this is the perfect time to break out your dab rig and treat yourself to a nice dab. So really briefly, for those who don't know, a dab is using concentrated cannabis and a dab rig. Dab rig is a water pipe with a nail or banger and a carb cap heated up by a torch. You can use pretty much anything for a rig, provided that you have the right attachments for it. But the nail is heated with a torch to a very high temperature, and then the vapor from that concentrate is then inhaled from there. There are hot start and cold start dabs. I'm not going to get into all of the details of what a dab is and how that works today. I promise I'll focus on that at some point in the future. So most of the products that I have on this list, I've actually tried personally, which is why I'm recommending them. This first one is the only exception to that. The Snow God Live Rosin from Good Buds. I have heard nothing but wonderful reviews about, and the pictures of the product just look absolutely incredible. Live rosin is a concentrate extracted from whole frozen flower using pressure and heat, and it produces this like soft, sticky extract. It's kind of resemblant of like peanut butter or honey, and it's going to give you this euphoric, relaxed, giggly, uplifted kind of high. It is a Salty God Snow Stomper combo, and the live rosin itself is actually made from single strain. So it's the only input in that live rosin is going to be that Snow God strain. The terpene profile on that is caryophyllene, bisabolol, myrcene, and terpenylene. If you've listened to any of my past episodes, you probably know why that is the one I'm trying to get my hands on right now, because all of those terpenes just check every single box that I am interested in. But this product is a very heavy hitter. So this is why I say I don't recommend it for new users. Also because you would have to have a dab rig, and I'm guessing most new users probably don't have a dab rig on hand. But it is a very heavy hitting indica. Be cautious, especially if you haven't done dabs in a long time. Maybe you are an experienced user, but you just want to try dabs for the first time. Start low, go slow, as with anything else. But this product is going to be so flavorful and give you such a nice, well-rounded experience. Strongly recommend supporting their company. They're based out of BC, and they have some incredible products. For the newer user, we're going to go back to basics with just some basic flower. But my suggestion is the Green Organic Dutchman Organic Sugarbush flower. So terpene profile on that guy is myrcene, limonene, trans-caryophyllene, and linalool. It is an Ice Queen Blue Heron combination. And when I tried this product, it had actually been quite a while since I had tried anything from Tea God. Tea God is the Green Organic Dutchman. But the buds were really nice. They had a really decent blanket of trichomes of different colors. And the smoke was so smooth. It had this like sweetness with a little bit of earth. And it gave me a very energized, uplifted high. But I was very focused. It helped me channel my inner creativity. So when I consumed it, I ended up spending 6 hours building a nightclub in Sims 4. Because that's what I do on my spare time when I'm not recording a podcast or walking dogs. I am building houses on Sims. So this is why I say that I think that this strain would be really nice for staying in and playing some video games, stuff like that, because it gave me that focused, chill vibe and made me like uber creative. It was so much fun, but I would definitely recommend picking that one up for a newer user and either rolling a nice joint or taking a couple little bowls from a bong or a pipe. Now we move on to the Hungry Hippie. So this is anything food related, dinner party, going out to a restaurant, low-key dinner with some appetizers, anything along those lines. For the experienced user, I would recommend picking up something like a 30 milligram THC oil or spray. So companies like Good Supply and Redican have a 30 to 0 THC oil. It comes with a dropper. It's really easy to dose, to add to some food, to just pop it in your mouth. A good friend of mine actually sometimes will just chug the bottle right back. Wouldn't recommend that for someone who's not super used to how edibles affect their body, but it is an option if you would like that to be an option. Like I said, it's really easy to add to your food, add a couple drops on top of something. And since it does come with that dropper, it's so easily dosable. You can know exactly how much THC you're putting into your body. So especially for users that maybe aren't going to feel as pronounced of a high from edibles, like for me, 10 milligrams of THC in an edible form just really doesn't do a lot. So I do need more in order to get that nice experience. But I would recommend something like an oil or a spray because it's discreet. You don't have to go outside and smoke. You're not vaping. It's easily ingested and super convenient to be taking out with you or to enjoy while you're having some food. For a newer user, I would stay away from the pure THC oils just because if you don't really know how edibles are going to affect your body, it can be really overwhelming for a new user. I would recommend something like the Soleil 1515 oil. So it's balanced with THC and CBD. If you listened to my previous episodes, you would know that CBD kind of helps to counteract the effects of that THC. This also, you can find balanced sprays as well. And as I mentioned, they're dosable, super easy to use, and super discreet. For a new user, if you've never had edibles before and you're not really sure how they're going to affect you, having something like a spray where it tells you, okay, one spray is equal to 2 milligrams of THC and 2 milligrams of CBD, it's super easy to just do a spray and wait a little bit. Start low, go slow is the standard phrase that we recommend to everybody. Wait a little bit and see how it affects your body, but then you'll be able to have a better understanding of how certain edibles might impact you in the future. Next up, we have the Blitzed Bud. So this is me this year. So the thing I'm suggesting for an experienced user is actually what I'm going to be picking up, the caviar cones from Topleaf. They have three inputs in them. They're pre-rolled cones, so they're pre-rolled with dry sift hash, dried flour, and winterized oil. You get 4 half grams in a pack, and they're super high THC, which is why I do not recommend them for a new user. But oh my God, are they so nice. It's almost like a cigar type experience where you can casually smoke it while you're having a conversation and not have to worry about it burning out or losing the cherry or whatever. You can just kind of enjoy it slowly. It burns really slowly. It burns nice and evenly. And there's two different ones that I would recommend. The first one is the Pink Platinum Haze. So there's a couple different iterations of the caviar cones out in market right now. So if you have an idea of what terpenes work well for you, I would recommend that you try to track down whichever iteration has that terpene profile that you're looking for. But the Pink Platinum Haze has a really unique blend of products. So it's got Pink Panther flower, which is nearly impossible to find on the Canadian market in any kind of form other than these caviar cones. It has a Rascal OG oil and then a blend of different hash. It's going to give you that like sweet, woody, diesel kind of flavor. The terpene profile on that one is caryophyllene, myrcene, and pinene. So I actually had these at my wedding and they were lovely for sitting around the fire, having conversations, a very, very social strain. Topleaf also just recently launched their Reserve collection of caviar cones. So this is what I'm going to be picking up for New Year's. It has 3 half grams, and they just recently changed the input from that dry sift hash to a bubble hash instead. But it has three inputs, the same three inputs, so bubble hash, dried flour, and winterized oil, and three different strains in one tin. So the first one is an Oregon Golden Lemons caviar cone. So this is going to be sativa leaning, a little bit more uplifting. It has Oregon Golden Goat bubble hash, Lemon Royale flower, which is so good, and Florida Lemons oil. It also has a Blue Dosi caviar cone, also sativa leaning, a little bit more uplifting. It's got a spiced hash blend, Blue Dream and Dosi cake flour combination, and then some Blue Dream oil in there as well. And lastly, the Blackberry Bubba. So this one is indica leaning, so a little bit more relaxing, but it has that Bubba bubble hash, which is super fun to say, Bubba bubble hash, purple TKO flower, and blackberry kush oil. You might notice that a bunch of those ones that I said are really hard to find on the market, which is kind of what I like about the idea of getting these different caviar cones, is that you're getting an opportunity to experience a couple strains that you maybe wouldn't be able to find on the market otherwise. The reason why I think these would be perfect for an experienced user for something like New Year's is that they're going to be sessionable throughout the night. With having two more uplifting strains and then one more relaxing one at the beginning of the night, you know, you can break out that Oregon Golden Lemons, really kick off your evening. Then, you know, maybe an hour or so later, you get to have the Blue Dosi, just going to kind of keep you at that nice higher level, a little bit more elevated, a little bit more giggly. And then as you start to round out the night, you can enjoy that Blackberry Bubba, which is going to be a little more relaxing and kind of help round out your evening, give you a little bit more of a relaxed vibe as you're starting to come down after that countdown. You know, everyone's starting to wind down for the evening and you can be enjoying that nice Blackberry Bubba caviar cone at the end of the night. I'm so excited. My mouth is basically watering right now because I'm very excited. For a newer user, obviously I'm not going to recommend something as high THC as a caviar cone. But if you are going to some kind of social event where maybe you're going to want to share your pre-rolls, I would recommend picking up a multi-pack because they're super inexpensive and there's so many options now for strains and pre-roll formats. Like there's the cigarette style ones, there's the classic rolls. You can kind of figure out what you like best and pick up one of those. They're super easy to share. You can get a pack of 0.35 gram pre-rolls, which are a really nice size for a newer user to enjoy on your own. 0.5 grams as a newer user can be a little bit much sometimes. But the one that I recommend actually is the Lemon Royale from Palmetto. Those are half gram pre-rolls, so you might want to try a 0.35 gram option instead if you're not super keen on smoking a full half gram pre-roll to yourself. But Lemon Royale is very uplifting, and I find it to be very beginner friendly. It has caryophyllene, limonene, myrcene, humulene, and linalool. So really nice, well-rounded high, giving you that elevation and that clear-headedness, but not overwhelming your system. That linalool and that caryophyllene, in my opinion anyway, it kind of helps to keep everything balanced, and you're going to get that herbally, spicy, citrus flavor from that. I am a big fan of Lemon Royale, and the Palmetto pre-rolls, the reason why I think that they're really great for bringing somewhere like an event is because the packaging they come in is really easily resealable. So you won't have to worry about losing or bending your pre-rolls in half and them looking like an elbow. It'll help to keep your pre-rolls intact in between sessions. Lastly, we have the Sativa Diva. So this is for those of you that are going to be going out, going clubbing, going dancing, maybe going to like a rave or something. I don't know. I haven't been to a club in like over 2 years. I don't really know what happens anymore. I feel so old nowadays. For something like this, you have to think practical. And having flower on hand is not necessarily going to be easy. Even if you have like a one hitter or something, it's still kind of a hassle to have to pull out flower and be able to take a hit off of your one hitter. And pre-rolls also are great for a night out, but also that involves having to stand outside in a smoke pit for however long. And if you don't have your medical card, you can get dinged for smoking cannabis in public. So I opted to recommend a disposable pen or a cartridge for those of you who might be going for a night out. For an experienced user, I would try picking up something like a live resin cartridge. So live resin is a solvent extracted concentrate. It is different from live rosin. So if you remember, the first product I recommended was live rosin from Good Buds. This is a live resin. I know that they sound very similar, but they are very different. Basically, the main difference is in the extraction process. Live resin is done with raw cannabis flower in a closed loop system using butane, which is eventually boiled out, but you are going to be getting an experience closer to what it's like to smoke that actual flower rather than like a distillate cartridge. And I'll explain what the difference is here in a second, but if you're trying to get the benefits of all of the terpenes that the flower has in it, looking for something like a live resin or even a live rosin cartridge, if you can find one, is a really nice option because you're still going to get that nice, really well-rounded high without the hassle of having to grind up and smoke the flower out of a pipe or a bong or whatever. There's a couple brands that I would recommend for these. So Top Leaf, I know, has a couple really nice ones. Vortex also has a live resin cartridge that I have seen. I have not tried the Vortex one, but I've heard good things about it. But the reason I suggest a cartridge over a disposable is because it's more likely that an experienced user is going to have a battery on hand already. And if not, might be a little bit more willing to dedicate themselves to buying more cartridges in the future. So maybe investing in a battery isn't a terrible option anyway. They're not super expensive by any means now. You can get a 510 thread inhale activated battery for sub $10 at this point, but they're obviously a little bit more environmentally friendly and you can just reuse the battery and swap out the cartridge, which is really nice if you've got a few different cartridges that you like. Like I said, if you're an experienced user and you're used to using cartridges, you probably already have a battery anyway. If you don't, get one. For a newer user, I would recommend picking up something like a disposable pen. They're a little less environmentally friendly, but if you are aware of when it's out, you can take it to your local dispensary and actually recycle it there. So you don't need to worry about that environmental impact. I would recommend a couple ones that I've actually tried are the Hexo Flavor. So as I mentioned, these are going to be distillate pens. And the difference between a distillate and like a live resin is that distillate is basically a transparent oil-like substance that has had all of the waxes and fats and unwanted compounds removed, and it's basically been stripped down to a single cannabinoid. So easiest way to kind of visualize it is like a THC liquid, essentially. A lot of companies will add botanical terpenes back into these, which are artificial terpenes, essentially, that are just going to give you that flavor. Some of them will also like put artificial flavors in them, so you can get ones that taste like root beer or whatever. But the hexo flavor ones come in, I believe, 4 different flavors. I know there's a key lime, a wild strawberry, island pineapple, I think. And I've tried these ones. The high doesn't last super long, but they're so easy to just kind of take out of your pocket and haul on and keep your night going. A super easy and convenient option. There's 2 other brands that I've heard really good things about that I actually haven't had the chance to try yet. And those would be Kazoo and Box Hot. I also know that General Admission has disposable cartridges or disposable pens as well. I have tried a few of those, but the thing is with those is that they're a little bit stronger, so maybe not the best option for a new user. We don't want to overwhelm you if you're going out and partying and stuff. We don't want to get you to the point of greening out. Another really important thing to mention for those of you who might be consuming cannabis while you're going out is please be aware of how cannabis impacts your system, especially if you're going to be drinking as well. The combination of the two can be a recipe for disaster for a lot of people. I don't drink anymore, but I know that when I did drink and consume cannabis, the effects were like doubled, tripled, quadrupled even. So please just be safe and be aware of how cannabis affects your system. And if you're a newer user and you're considering using cannabis on your night out for the first time, I would suggest maybe picking one or the other, and don't try to double page yourself and do cannabis and alcohol, because it can just be a lot for your system. So those are my suggestions for whichever scenario you might find yourself in this New Year's Eve. If you try any of these, I would love to know how you liked it, what you thought. If you tried something different, let me know. I would love to hear what you included on your New Year's Eve adventure, your New Year's Eve evening, and what you experienced and how it was for you. I would also like to know if this was helpful at all. Like I said, I really wanted to add this episode in right before the end of the year, as kind of a little bit of a guide for people to be able to go in store and have maybe a rough idea of what kind of thing to look for if they have a certain event going on. So hopefully this is helpful for some of you. And I hope you all have a very safe and fun New Year's Eve. I am very excited for our plans. We're going to a really fun gathering at my uncle's house. So I'm very excited about that. And we're kind of known as the people that always bring good weed. So that's why I had to make sure that I was picking up something good. I'm going to grab these Reserve Collection caviar cones if I can get my hands on them and bring those with that. And we usually have a couple cartridges on hand as well. But my husband and I really like having pre-rolls when we're in social settings. There's just something about sitting around a fire or sitting outside and having a conversation with someone and enjoying a nice joint at the same time. With that, I am going to leave you. This was a little bit of a shorter episode today, but I hope that you all have a wonderful New Year's. I hope you all stay safe, stay warm, take care of yourself, take care of each other. Thank you so much for being here. I sincerely appreciate it. And we will talk to you in the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Stay high and be kind.